But I've talked of handing over responsibilities. So you might be rather wondering, well, what exactly are those responsibilities? I'm not going to give you a sort of detailed list. I probably could do so. I'm going to just speak about the most important of my present responsibilities as I see them, or rather as I see it. I think my most important responsibility at the moment, and one which I've only, in a sense, just begun to share with a few senior order members, is that of conferring ordination, dharmachari and dharmacharini ordination, and in that way accepting people into the Western Buddhist Order or Trailokya Buddha Mahasangha. So in this connection, the question arises, when I hand over the responsibility for conferring ordinations, what exactly is it that is handed over? I don't think I shall be giving anybody a certificate. I don't think I shall be giving anybody a title. So what shall I be giving them? Will I even be giving them anything in the literal sense? So just let us try to look at, say, what actually happens. Let's, as it were, try to get down to fundamentals, to basics. After all, we are an order. After all, we are Buddhists. That is to say, we are people, we're individuals, we're human beings who go for refuge. We go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And to begin with, so far as our own movement is concerned, there was only myself. There was myself going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And gradually, other people came along. Other people practiced meditation. Other people studied the Dharma. Other people started communicating with one another. Other people started going on retreat. Other people started becoming friends with me, got to know me. So what happened? I felt that I was going for refuge. And after a while, I started to think, this person, that person, this man, that woman, they are actually going for refuge, even as I am going for refuge. We are going for refuge. So I ordained them. I ordained them, recognizing that they were going for refuge in the way that I went for refuge. They were, as it were, joining in with me. They were going in the same direction that I was going in. If you like to change the figure of speech, they were dancing in the same way that I was dancing. Through their association with me, they learned to dance in that particular way, and we were then dancing together. Two of us, three of us, to begin with, 10, 12 of us, and later, of course, hundreds. But this is what happened, basically. I went for refuge, others went for refuge. Because I saw that they were going for refuge in the way that I was going for refuge. So I recognized that, and that recognition was their ordination into the Western Buddhist Order. So when I speak of handing over my responsibility for conferring ordination, what am I speaking of? What am I thinking of? What am I seeing as happening? I'm seeing you, as it were, going for refuge. You, of course, go for refuge even as I go for refuge. we go for refuge in the same sort of way, in the sense that we all take going for refuge as the central, most essential act, the characteristic act of the Buddhist life. We go for refuge, all of us, in that sort of way. So you go for refuge in that sort of way. And then, of course, you come into contact with people. Even as I came into contact with people and have been coming into contact people and with people and do come into contact with people, you come into contact with people. Perhaps you teach them meditation. You discuss the Dharma. You go with them on retreat. You communicate with them. You develop spiritual friendship. And after a while it dawns upon you that these people, or this person, this man, that woman, they are going for refuge, even as I go for refuge. And you feel, let them be ordained. Now, sometimes people aren't very clear or very sure whether someone is, as we say, ready for ordination. And sometimes there's even a difference of opinion as between order members. So why is that? Well, it's difficult to know other people to begin with. It's very difficult to know other people and where they are at, though it isn't impossible by any means. But if you are unsure whether someone is, so to speak, ready for ordination, or is in fact going for refuge, or beginning to go for refuge, if you're unsure about that, you should ask yourself, how sure am I about my own going for refuge? If that is very clear, if that is very strong, if that is unmistakable, if you're sure about that, certain about that, convinced of that, that you yourself do go for refuge, that you yourself are going for refuge, it won't be so very difficult for you to know whether that going for refuge is, as it were, resonated in another person with whom you are in regular contact and whom you know well. If you're a relative stranger, that's another matter. You can hardly offer an opinion unless you are a very insightful person indeed. So this is what I see happening. That you, as it were, ideally each and every one of you, will be in the position that I was in when the order was founded, when the order was started. You will be recognizing that other people do in fact go for refuge, or are beginning to go for refuge, just as I recognized it in the earlier days and have been recognizing it ever since. And when you are able to do that, then there will be, as it were, a handing over of responsibility for ordination without anything that is handed over at all. It won't be any question of me giving it to you, because you will have it already. You will have developed it already by virtue of your own going for refuge. Because your own going for refuge is strong, powerful, clear, direct, unambiguous, you will be able to recognize whether others go for refuge or do not. And when a sufficient number of you, as it were, together, recognize that, then you will be in the position of conferring ordination into the Western Buddhist Order. That's the principle. I haven't as yet worked out, so to speak, the mechanics of it. But I hope that that will be possible. I hope it will be possible for me to work out the mechanics of it fairly soon. But it's not just a question of organization. It's not just a question of authorizing in a purely formal way. What I've called, or what I've spoken of as, the responsibility for conferring ordinations can be handed over only if within each and every order member, or at least within the senior and more experienced order members, there is a going for refuge sufficiently clear and strong to recognize a going for refuge quite unmistakably in others who do go for refuge or begin to go for refuge, and who therefore are ready, as we say, to be ordained.